This is the Social Impact Comms Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Catherine.
My name is Marie.
Listen in as we share our lessons learned communicating for impact across movements, organizations, and people working for change.
Today, we'll be talking about how to make a big impact when you're a small nonprofit or social impact organization with a limited budget. So we know that it's still possible to make meaningful change and make a big impact when you have limited resources. Isn't that right, Catherine?
Yeah, comms can be tough even in the best of times, though. And like it is for so many causes and organizations and campaigns and folks, you gotta really make the most of your budget and also navigate some unique challenges that comes from trying to change the world and trying to communicate about changing the world, but on a shoestring. So today we're going to be chatting about that, really thinking about the social impact, cash-strapped context, whether you're a nonprofit, a social enterprise, or whatever type of entity you may be. And we're going to be talking about the context that certainly applies to the nonprofit sector, but also applies for other types of entities advocating for change. Your organization as a whole could be on a limited budget, or your particular program or project or area of work could be. Say if you're within a larger entity, think government, labor, et cetera, you know, just everyone faces their different types of challenges as it intersects with budgeting. So, Marie. Many of us have worked in contexts where there's been limited budgets, but big dreams. Mm-hmm. Big dreams in how to reach and engage your audiences, grow your audiences, and really gain momentum for your cause while navigating these constraints. This could be in the nonprofit context or other sectors of social change work. But Marie, you often say so yourself, you don't want to just list off some problems. We also want to talk about how to solve it. So when it comes to social impact comms on a budget and trying to advise our listeners on where to start, what would be your perspective on how listeners can get started on navigating these constraints and how to make the best use of a small team, a small budget, and a bit of a busy workload with big dreams on changing changing the world or their little corner of it.
Yes, Catherine. And I like the way you phrase it. So having a big dream, but a small or limited budget, it can put you in a position where you feel overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. You might feel disorganized. You don't know where to start. So we always like to say, start with focusing on clarity. How can you bring clarity to what you have right now? We like to focus on a clear comm strategy and a clear message guide, but also a clear strategic plan within your organization.
Yes, if you can, the order is to do your strategic plan first and then start working on your communication strategy and message guide. You know, the term strategic plan, it's a little bit more nonprofit coded, but also for other sectors of work. That's the guiding strategic document that guides the entire organization. Not just the comms team, not just the comms strategy, but from programs to governance capacity to everything really programmatic and comms and campaigns. Like, what is everyone doing? How do we all row in the same direction? The best case scenario is clarity at that level and clarity at the communications level. And so when you're dealing with a limited budget, the best thing to do is, and including if you're just doing this in-house, firing up Microsoft Word, maybe using one of our templates, one of our guides, and writing a communication strategy and audit and message guide for yourself, because you want your time to go as far as possible. You want your colleagues' time to go as far as possible. When your colleagues are helping you, you want them focused and snappy and to the point with their writing and with the work that they're pursuing. So it's how you make your work go the distance and avoid accidentally too much chaos or disorganization. It's the first thing we would say. Funny that we talk about that because we have a second point to segue into now, and that is to try to be organized. I know it's hard, but that's why it's a tip, because it's important. Planning in advance, having strong processes and clear internal comms really helps. Being organized can look like planning further in advance for your communications, building processes to communicate for your organization can go a long way. Figuring out how teams work with each other, figuring out how a certain repeatable thing, like, oh, how do we run a campaign? You know, last time was a little chaotic. What are the steps? Like, who approves what? You know, everything about being organized from content planning to processes certainly goes a long way.
Exactly. And if you think about clarity and organization as a breath of fresh air, yes, as really making room for whatever comes your way in terms of comms, starting with clarity and organization is definitely a good way to stretch that small budget.
Now, after you have been focusing on deepening your organizational clarity and getting organized, we have a tip that we like to tell groups, and that's to lean into your organization's strengths. Mm-hmm. There is a artist named Andy J. Pizza who likes to always say, play your greatest hits. You know, you could be an artist or a change maker or an organization and like not a rock star, right? But think about what is working, mm-hmm, and think about your top hit that you want to play a bunch. So just think about what is working and how you can maximize that, both from formally looking at your analytics, but also just like a qualitative analysis of what is working, what's been effective in terms of the amount of time that you've put into it and what's resonating with your audiences. Some things may not be, and sometimes you're going to have to say bye-bye to some things that are not effective, but doing more of what's working. So that's leaning into your organization's greatest strengths.
Exactly. And another thing we really like to remind organizations when there is a limited budget is to maximize free and low cost content and tools. So seeing what's available for you as a nonprofit or a social impact organization, there are so many free tools out there that you could use to your advantage that will help you focus on clarity, that will help you be organized, that will help you calculate what's working and what's not working. And really leaning into those tools, because there's a lot out there. And there's also a lot out there that offers discounts, yep, or lower costs for nonprofits. So always taking the time to really look at all the tools that are available to you.
So to give some examples, in Canada, there's something called TechSoup Canada, like tech, like the word tech and technology. We'll link that in the show notes. And that's just one example of lower cost software with a nonprofit discount, but also so much is free, be it different social media scheduling platforms, you know, different platforms like Slack and Asana typically have both free and paid options. So those are just some things, yeah, to look at. And Canva is free for nonprofits, for example, and there's free Canva in general outside of the pro account. Different scheduling platforms are free. There's a lot to take a look at. Speaking of other things that are free, we just want to shout out the power of community building. I know that that is cheesy, but it's just so important. When we work with organizations on communication strategy, sometimes when we're talking about their strengths, what we allow programmatic strengths or like engagement strengths, strengths that you may not necessarily think is just a comms and brand strength, mm-hmm, to seep into what we're talking about. Because if people really love your programs and if your organization has a great reputation, if it has great relationships, that is something to leverage. So think about how you can bring the strength of your community into your communication. So that may be through storytelling. And for small and grassroots organizations, that type of heart, that type of care is often at the heart of what you do. So think about how you can take whatever makes people like you and bring it into your content in ways that are accessible to you. Showing photos, showing videos, telling testimonials, just what's that magic sauce? That's how your organization just does something that is being well received.
Exactly. The story of who you are as an organization, of the people that you support, the people that you help, that is free, that is available to you. And your audience wants to hear those stories. So definitely leaning into that is really powerful.
We like to say that organizations should share who they are, what they do, how they make an impact, and why that matters. That's just a bit of a framework and a through line to pull you through your next story. So next time you're looking for some inspiration on how to stretch your budget, on how to really pack a punch with a limited budget with your organization's communications, just to think about what we ran through today from clarity, organization, leaning into your organization's strengths, maximizing free and low-cost tools, and storytelling. those are just some of the things that have gone a long way when Marie and I have worked in social change work. So across sectors, across context, be it something grassroots and totally unincorporated at the activism level, or be it a nonprofit, small or just a little bit larger, there will be times that you're running into a limited budget. And these are just some of the things that will help you go a long way. Writing a plan is free. Of course, oftentimes hiring a consultant, you know, like us, or hiring a consulting firm does help, but you can get started writing out your objectives and your audiences and how to get in a place where you can reach your objectives, and, you know, writing a SWOT analysis for yourself. Those are all things you can do to get started and just have a bit of fresh air, as Marie said, get situated, get organized, and put yourself in a better place for your communications.
Exactly. And always remembering that even with limited resources, you can still create meaningful connections. You can still make meaningful change.
Yes, from social movements that have changed the world to impactful organizations. Everywhere we look, there are organizations and people and activists and change makers that are making do with little and making an incredible impact. Now, that isn't to say that we're like, oh, things shouldn't be resourced. We very, very, very much also understand the purpose and value in well-resourcing change-making organizations and strengthening their communications function with the staff and resources and supports they need. Don't get us wrong. But when you're in this bind when it comes to your budget, we hope you tune back into this episode and give some of these tips a go. So thanks so much for tuning in. Next week's going to be our last episode wrapping up this season. So tune in to wrap up season one of the Social Impact Comms podcast. Until next time.
Bye.